For some vulnerable people in need of food and resources during the coronavirus pandemic, the solution has come through support from within their own community. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay explains how word of mouth and an online forum has provided a lifeline in New Haven.
As coronavirus concerns spread across the state, Ashley Blount and Raven Blake took notice. They run a racial justice organization called CT Core, and they wanted to do something to help the communities of color that they're part of and that they serve. Here's Blake.
We felt the urgency ourselves in our own lives and personally in our communities around all the school closures and then the executive orders that put everybody in a little bit of a panic.
What started as a FaceTime turned into a Zoom call with more than 30 people willing to pitch in to what they're calling a mutual aid network. Here's Blount.
We're working for community, but we're also members of the community that are also in need.
CT Core designed an online forum that lets people share if they can help or fill out what they're in need of, like groceries, rent assistance, and other supplies like masks, gloves, and diapers.
People need food. They were unable to find just your common groceries, your bread, your milk, your eggs. Our volunteers have been having a rough time finding eggs in the store. But due to community support, we've been able to work with local farms to acquire some of those goods.
Since then, CT Core's mutual aid program has partnered with Urban Farms in New Haven and with Haven's Harvest, an organization that collects and distributes surplus food. More than 350 people have filled out the form. And Yelica Robles stopped driving for Uber Eats at the beginning of March. She's got asthma and recently had surgery. With the help of her daughter, Robles filled out the form to receive food for a family and to share with others in their neighborhood.
It's helpful because a lot of people are scared that they're not going to be able to eat the next day.
Her daughter, Tasha Lee Hernandez, said knowing that there's food out there for them and that there's a safe way to get it delivered really makes a difference.
Most of the kids I know, they've depended on school lunches and stuff, but like since there's no school, I'm glad the program's here because it's helped a lot of families that I know.
Hernandez's teacher at Common Ground High School in New Haven, Disha Patel, is now one of the food site coordinators. As donations get dropped off, Patel works to sort the food, which includes fresh produce. One of the fields on the multilingual online forum asks about heritage.
We want to make sure that even amidst this moment of food needs, that we're still providing foods in our capacity that are culturally appropriate to themselves.
A team of volunteer delivery drivers then comes to pick up the food boxes and begin their rounds. Patel says she's inspired by the daily efforts of everyone involved.
It has been so beautiful, even amidst this sense of like continual panic and fight or flight feeling, to be working in this all-volunteer organization of community folks.
CT Core's Raven Blake says they want their mutual aid network to keep existing once the crisis comes to an end.
It seems like a really hopeful moment and a great opportunity for things to really shift in society. And we're all really looking for that. And this is why we're doing the work we're doing also, to really be working towards a better future.
CT Core says their online system for basic needs is just a start. Now they're working to address larger issues like fundraising to help people pay their rent. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.